Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus has conquered the world. Jesus has conquered the world for me and you. Jesus has conquered the world. There is none like you, O God. No one else can touch our lives like you do. We thank you for the dawning of another new day. We bless and appreciate you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you reign in our lives. Thank you because your sovereign power is at work in our lives to give us victory, to strengthen and help us, to give us an expected end. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for everything. Thank you because you've created us to proclaim your works, and we'll proclaim your works over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We are grateful, God. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 10th day in the month of July 2026. We rejoice and we are glad for this opportunity that God has given to us. I want us to make this words of declaration as we go through this week. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings before me as I go out today. Blessings behind me, inside me, and around me in Jesus' name. The favor of God becomes my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be the tail. I will build the head in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God becomes active in my life to make provision for me, to bring help unto me, to open the way for me, to smoothen every crooked ways in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord makes room for me today in Jesus' name, and I will be fruitful in today and beyond in Jesus' name. In all that the mercy of God carries, I enjoy and I partake in the fruitfulness of the mercy of God in Jesus' name. I go forth in blessing and I come in blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk in safety today in Jesus' name. I will not be a victim of any evil in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord leads me in the place of safety. The Lord leads my home in the place of safety in the name of Jesus Christ. Today the face of the Lord shines upon me more than ever before in Jesus' name. Today I will rejoice and be glad in the blessings that God has given to me, that the Lord has provided for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the light and the countenance of God shines upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the peace like a river. The peace of God that supersedes all human understanding becomes my portion in Jesus' name. I be a partaker of God's peace in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord speaks and silences every chaotic situation in my lineage, in my life, in my activity of today, in the name of Jesus Christ. I partake and enjoy the everlasting love of God for my life in Jesus' name. I experience the everlasting love of God for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be detailed. I enjoy the lifting of the Lord. The Lord lifts me up above my situation. The Lord lifts me up above everything that is pulling me down in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up and strengthens me. The power of the Lord at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy divine blessings. I enjoy favor. I enjoy help. I enjoy direction in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Today, I will not be defeated. Today, I silence every chaotic noise, every noise of destruction, every noise that pulls one down. I triumph over you in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of God strengthens me from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. And I enjoy the blessings of God. I enjoy the abundance of God. I enjoy miracles, unexpected miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Lines fall onto me in pleasant places in Jesus' name. I am helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up on all sides in Jesus' name. It is well with me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to make these prayers for our people that are in the dens of the evil one. The Lord will come today in your mercy. We come today to cry for mercy over these ones. The Lord will pray that your mercy will speak louder than judgment over their lives in Jesus' name. We know your hands are not too short concerning our prayers over this one, but we know you know the best. And we are rest assured in you that your best will come to pass over their lives in Jesus' name. Only your will come to pass over these ones in Jesus' name. In their weaknesses, Lord, we pray that you become their strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them see you as the mighty man in battle. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that mercy will rule over all in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak the abiding peace of the Lord into their hearts, both the young and the old, that they will see God in their troubles. They will see God in their challenges in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God will be at work in their life for victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Brethren, I would like us to be looking at the word of God in this angle. Like we have been reading from the beginning of this month, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the thoughts I have towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not evil to give you an expected end." We'll be looking at this topic in this angle today, which is titled More Than Gold. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thought I think towards you, says the Lord, the thought of peace and not evil to give you an expected end." What comes to the mind of a normal, realistic person when this word is mentioned, and which word? To give us an expected end. What a normal thinking person would think is expected end, it means looking at the world through the lens of logic, data, and every human experiences. Looking at its outcome based on the current situation, current actions, current investment, and preparation for the future. But I want us to know that God's interpretation of expected end is not in that angle. His expected end is something more than gold. In ancient world, gold is the ultimate standard of wealth, security, and beauty. Yet, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19 verse 10, it says, "God's word should be desired more than gold, even much fine gold." That means the future that God is telling us is more than gold, is more than something that fades with time, is more than something that just flits without giving us prior notice. It is something that has no eternal value, more than gold. Gold can buy comfort, but it cannot buy expected end. That is the future that carries the hope that Jeremiah is talking to us in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Gold is external. The word of God is internal. How do we internalize the word of God? The Bible says, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you." That means the more we internalize the word of God, that means we are going for the value that is more than gold. And what is more than gold is the expected end that God is talking to us, more than gold. I want us to remember this. The scriptures we have, the hard copy or the soft copy on our phone that has different version, is not meant for decoration. Is not meant to show people that I have this and I have that. That is not what the scripture is meant for. It is not meant to decorate our shelves. The word of God is all about his activity. How can we internalize it? How can we use it? How can his work be at work in our life? It's about its potency. When we internalize it daily, it is not only internalizing it, it is internalizing and activating its potency in our life. When we internalize and memorize the word of God and there is no potency, it's of no value. We are just making it to occupy space. We are making it to work lesser than what it is supposed to do. And when the value of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. That is why Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "The word of God is quick, is alive, is powerful, and it is sharper than two-edged sword." When we say the word of God is quick, that means it is alive. Is the word of God alive in you? When we say it's powerful, that means the word of God is operative, is active. That means the word of God is powerful, is stronger than the words of men. It is operative and is at work in every areas of our life. His word is sharper, is stronger than two-edged sword. The question before us today is, can we say the word of God is active and powerful in our lives? Can we say it is potent and doing that which God has said concerning our life? The Bible says, His word will not fall to the ground except it fulfills that which he has sent it to do. Has every word of God sent to our life doing what it is supposed to do? The word of God is potent, but we are not meant to water it down with our carelessness or our ignorance. The word of God is active, is powerful. It should do that which God has said. It should be potent, and it should do that which God has said it should do. The potency of the word of God, that means it does great and mighty things. His activity takes root in our hearts. The more we internalize the word of God, we meditate on it and speak it out in faith, it helps to take root in our lives. It gradually becomes a pattern of our lives. It gradually becomes a method to shaping our life in the way God wants us to be. It begins to teach us the life of alignment. It gives us depth in Him. The more we internalize the Word of God, memorize it, meditate on it, speak it out, it begins to take root. It begins to take root. It goes deeper and deeper. It creates depths to bring out the best, the better version of who God wants us to be on a daily basis. I want us to pray this prayer. Father, let the power of your word be at work in my life on a daily basis. Help me not to water it down with my carelessness or ignorance in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know that God's thoughts towards you and I are peace and not of evil, to give us a future. Wealth. When we're talking about wealth in the aspect of gold, wealth can only try to secure the physical states, the physical future, which is not a bad idea. Gold can secure our physical future, which is very good because it helps us to make impact on earth. It helps us to make impact through ministry or in our ministry in terms of help, hospitalities, and financing God's kingdom. So having gold, having wealth is not wrong. It is very good and needful in our lives on this earth. But when the living word of God enters into our lives, when it enters into our spirit man, it activates the supernatural. It makes us to live a supernatural life in the natural life. It helps us to live every areas of our life in a supernatural way, because a natural man cannot please God. It is only the one person that lives the supernatural life that can please God, can please Him to the end. It is only the word of God that has the supernatural power to do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that you and I could ever think or ask for, to bring that future to pass, to bring that expected end that we are expecting. I would like this word to stay with you as we round off today. It is better we move our desire for the future, for the things that is more than gold. What we should desire for our future is something that should be more than gold. Our desire should transcend or should grow from the value of the natural things, that is gold, wealth of this earth that fades, to the value for God's word, which is alive, active, and sharper to carry out its potency, its activity in our life, which will later transcend to eternal life. Shifting our values from the value of earthly things to value of eternal things that will make us manifest as God to set His throne here on earth. I would like us to say these words of prayer as we round off today. Father, help me. Open my eyes to that expected end that is more valuable than gold. Teach me. Give me insight. Let your power be at work in me, that I will value this expected end that is more than gold, that I will be able to live that life of you that translates to eternal life. Help me, O God. Let your power be at work in me, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, like we have just discussed, more than gold, more to be desired a day than gold, even much fine gold. When we desire the word of God, it helps us to live our life on earth to make heaven. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life, accept Him. Let Him be the ruler of your life. Let Him teach you. Let Him be your instructor. Let Him open you to eternal life. Let him open you to something that is more than gold. And if you have given your life to Christ, I pray that the Lord will open our eyes more to reach out to depth in God that is more than gold, so that we can make it to heaven in Jesus' name. As we go today, the eyes of the Lord goes with us. His countenance favors us on all sides, and we enjoy peace in every areas of our lives in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace and the peace of the Lord abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and have a wonderful day. God is for you.